BCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is kilowatt 4, Oscar, and your mic, K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen in Inman. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call K4OIM or net control. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. We get the ball rolling. We will do the pre-check-ins, and this is the most I've ever had in one night. I've got 19 pre-check-ins, counting myself. First off, we got WFCM, that's Fred over in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his lovely wife, Miss Isla, N4IEI. And then I've got several new check-ins. Some of them I've talked to after the net and during the day, and I can't convince them to cue the mic up and get on here and talk, but this guy here, he's not one of them. This is KO4SSM. That's Scott, and he's in Easley. And another new one, KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. Then we got KO4OSH, that's my friend Pat over in Malden. Then W2, this is another new one for me, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Then we got KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's. And John's on Echo 8KM4RJN, but he had called me before the net and said he was expecting a phone call, and he was going to stick around for the right to force him for me to go ahead and check him in. That's KM4RJN, my buddy John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we got KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. And another new one, no, this ain't a new one, it's Marshall, W4MKH, Marshall down in Jacksonville, Florida. And then K4XMR, Mail down in Prosperity, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, K1CJW, that's my good friend Rowan over in Pickens, KO4HKX, another friend, that's Patrick up in Penrose, KM4MIX, that's another new one for me, John in Greenville. Then we got KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, down in Simpsonville. Wendy is our Monday night net control station. She brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB, and Mark is the Sunday night net control operator. Thank you, Wendy and Mark, for checking in. And then finally, KG4 WNP. That's Landon, and when I saw your name, I'd already wrote Bakersfield. Well, that's usually where you check in from anyhow. Anyhow, I'd like to thank all of you for taking advantage of the pre-check-in. If you're not going to be around your radio to check into the regular net, just go to the Broaders website, click on pre-check-in, put your name, your call sign, name, and location in, and hit send, and we'll be glad to get you checked in. Next, we'll go to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. My friend John up there in Brown Summit, he has already told me that he had a phone call, an important phone call he was waiting on. And Marshall down there in Jacksonville, Florida, he has already checked in on the pre-check-in list. So let me mark all of these off. Start a new page. When I got all these pre-check-ins tonight, I went ahead and started a whole other page in the logbook. I'm sitting at 19 now. So, tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin the regular RF section of the roll call. And since it's being Tuesday night, we'll start with the letters I through L. If the first letter in your suffix of your call begins with I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
OIM. In Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve, and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu Inc., KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic. I'll be around Poplar for the round table bit, and while I've got the key down, mention that about the Anderson Ham Fest down there this week, this Saturday, on the 16th down at Godwin Wright Park. It starts at 8 a.m.
Want me to put that down as a piece of traffic?
Come with me. Make it a number one.
Got it. All right. First off, we got KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo. I guess it's getting cooled down up there too, James, like it is down here on Lake Bowen. I love this kind of weather. Then we got KE4IR, that's Steve, up here in Inman. And then KI4LZI is my good buddy Andy up on Table Rock. And I got you down for the round table, Andy. Anybody else, I through L, please call K4OIM, Renette Control.
K4OIM. It's always good to be here when you call the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
Tim. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Three more there. First up was KK4JBQ. That's my friend and very intelligent person about antennas then. Larry, I don't know what we'd do with that. You answering all these questions about antennas. I really appreciate you sticking around and helping me out there. And Larry brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MLK, and they make their home over in Greer. And then KO4JKB, that's Mr. Duncan up in Nashville. And again, Duncan, I really appreciate you being a regular here, checking in every night, whether it's my net or anybody else's. So I really appreciate it. One last call, I through L, please call K4OIM, Renette Control. We might have got off of them on that group. Next, we'll go M through P, Mike through Papa. If the first letter, the suffix for call, begins with the letter M through P, please call K4OIM, Renette Control.
OIM? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Oh, I am. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight, Walt. 73 you, Walt, and all on the net. I will be negative and negative.
4 OIM. Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4. Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campbella. I'll stick around for roundtable, Walt.
Up on the list, that was Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, over in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along her husband, KK4DMW, Rick, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are all over in Piedmont. And then KO4NNH, that's Fred, and he's also in Piedmont. Then we got my friend Chad, KO4NUE, over here in Campobello, and he is Saturday night net control station now, I think. And he brings along his lovely wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and they are over in Campobello. And Miss Anna is a net control station. She fills in whenever W4DJW needs her. And I've only heard her call net one time, and that lady had it down pat for it to be her first time. I hope you listen, Miss Anna. You are one heck of a woman calling the net. All righty, anybody else, M through P, please call K4OIM or net control.
4OIM. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, that's Melvin in Hendersonville. And also, please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Walt, thanks for calling for that. 73.
Where's there? W4MHE, that's Melvin up in Hendersonville. And he brings along his pretty little wife, Pam, KC4PAM. and I hope I got it right tonight, Melvin. I didn't call you Mike. Anybody else? M True P, please call K4OIM Renet Control. Move it up to the next group now. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter Q through T, please call K4OIM Renet Control.
K4OIM. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4OW Richard Graham, no traffic, no roundtable.
OIM. Well, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
You would not believe how much I appreciate that pause between that station and Landon. Well, Landon done the pre-check in, but I have to keep a paper log because I had a stroke and I can't use the keyboard on my computer. I've only got one good hand. And I'm trying to write everybody's call sign, name, and location, and getting the call sign, name, and spelling out Dacresville in the logbook. Usually somebody, two or three more stations done jumped in there, and I have to go back and get them to repeat theirself, but glad I got that pause. We got anybody else? Quebec through Tango, Q through T, please call K4OIM Renet Control. Wait a minute, I didn't recognize Rusty. I got so excited about getting a break there between Jim. First we got WU2T, a friend of mine down in Moore, Rusty. Glad you could check in tonight, Rusty. I know you, every time I hear you on the radio, you're either going to somewhere or coming back from somewhere. You're retired, but you a busy man. Thank you, Rusty, for taking the time to check in. And then K4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. Thank you, Richard, for taking time to check in, and getting to be another wreck. Then KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacresville. Thank you, Jim, for checking in. One last call, Q through T, please call K4OIM, Renek Control. Must be trying to tell me something. I've been trying to quit cigarettes. They told me I had to. And tonight before the net, my lighter went out. I went out in the truck, got my lighter out of the truck, brought it in here. The cat jumped up on my desk, knocked the lighter off, and I ain't found it yet. I went in the house and got my last lighter out of the bedroom. And that thing's out of fluid, so I guess I won't be smoking no more tonight. All right, so now we'll move it up to the next group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter in the suffix of a call begins with the letter U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Sounds like you got that group to yourself. That's K4XB, Tommy, over in southern Greenville County. Thank you for being a regular, Tommy. Let's see if you're the only one in there. Anybody else with the letters Q through Z? And so picture if you call, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
That's Chris, WN4S. Chris, I tried to make it to the Greer Club meeting last night, but my daughter started her new job, and I have to go pick my grandson up at school and bring him home and watch him till she gets off of work. And she didn't get home last night till 6:45, and there was no way I could make it from up here at Lake Bowen in Lyman all the way to Greer, that club meeting in 15 minutes. And I told her this evening, I said, I tell you what I'm going to do. Next month, when I pick him up from school, I'm going to get him home, help him with his homework. And if you're not here by 6 o'clock, I'm taking Josh with me to the Greer Club meeting. He's shy, but he loves radios, Chris. All right, one last call. You through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Turn it up to the next group now. Alpha through Delta, A through D. Get the first letter, the suffix of your call begins with the letter A through D. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay, Walt, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Oh, I am. Check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Walt.
W4CJW.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. Yes, sir.
First up in that group, we got W4JJW. That's Dave, our net manager that keeps the ball rolling, and I hope you enjoying your retirement or semi-retirement, Dave. It seems like every time I hear you on the radio, you're going flying. And I was wondering what happened to all the Daves we used to have checking in. And then we got KB2BYQ, another Dave over in Easley. And then W4CTW, Tyler, over in Taylor's. Glad to get you checked in, Tyler. Yeah, Dave, they used to be, a few months ago, several Daves and Davids checked in. And you're the only two I've got so far tonight. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control. We got them on one sweep. I thought I was going to have a good list tonight from the I guess everybody checked in on pre-check-in. We'll move it up to the patient group now. Echo through hotel, E through H. Get the first letter. The suffix you will call begins with letter E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, Harry and Candler, good to hear you tonight, Walt. We'll be negative and negative, thanks.
Net Control. 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Right up, KC4, EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Glad to get you checked in, Harry. And then W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. He's over in Taylor's. Glad to get you checked in, Gene. Let me see if I got anybody on the Echo Link right quick. There. Echo through Hotel one more time. E through H at the first letter. The suffix of call begins with the letter E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Who's going to check in here on the Alpha through Zulu, A through Z? Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Good, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel in Hendersonville, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, South Carolina, and I'll be short time.
Up, we got KM4TZM. That's Mr. Gabriel. Glad you check in tonight, Gabriel. You are pretty regular about checking in. And Gabriel's up in Hendersonville. And then a new one for me, WT3M. Another David down in Shoals Junction, South Carolina. David, where is exactly is Shoals Junction?
The 3M. Shoals Junction is about 8 miles north of Hodges, or about 10 miles south of Honeypath, right on 178. WTM, WT3M, back to net.
Know about, should know where that's at, because before I retired, I was a heavy equipment operator, and we widened Highway 72 all the way from Clinton all the way to the bridge down on Lake Greenwood. And my sister lived in Honeypath, and I went down through there several times, but I'd never seen a sign out there saying Shoals Junction, but I pretty well know where that's at. Thank you for checking in, David. Really appreciate it. One last call. Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM.
Checking in. You were way down in the noise. Could you try it again, please?
Net Control, this is KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo Doug in Greenville. How copy? Over.
For GWR, Doug in Greenville. Is that correct?
That's affirmative, Net Control.
In the book, Doug. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. One last call before I go to the right shoe portion. Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control. This is K4OIM, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all that checked in tonight, all stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the Raichu portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Raichus. But before I do that, let me check Echo Link Station again right quick. Nothing up there. We'll go to the Brag Cube portion. And I don't have anybody up there. So I will go ahead and send my net report in electronically. Toothache again tonight. That thing is killing me. Let me send my net report in and then we will go to the round table portion. That's where if you got any questions that new hams or old hams or whatever. It's kind of informal, but we do ask that we go do it in a round table fashion. That is when one person checks in, you let him make his comment or ask his question, let somebody answer the question, and then when that person got his question answered, you go to the next person, and so on. So at this time, I'll send my net report.
Take one last check-in.
I sure will.
This is KO4RKE in Marion, North Carolina.
RKD?
KO4, Romeo Tango Golf.
Tommy in Marion, North Carolina. I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me, Tommy. We hear every night at 9 o'clock with a different net control station each night. And tomorrow, Wednesday night, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, he'll be calling the net. And after he gets through with the check-ins, he has a swap net where if you want to buy, sell, or trade any kind of ham radio equipment, be sure and check in with us tomorrow night. Glad to have you, Tommy. So with that, I will send my net report.
So I'll check back in tomorrow.
A 4OIM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all checking in, we will now return the repeater back to regular, normal amateur radio use. 73s, good night, and God bless. KN4RJN, Mr. John, you were the first on the list. Are you there?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, Walt, did you make it over to the post the other Saturday?
I talked to you since then, John. You ain't been back in the bourbon, have you?
Say again, Walt, I didn't quite catch that.
No, I've been up two nights, I mean with no sleep. And finally, Friday night, after the net, I went up there and went to bed. And I don't know when I woke up. My daughter woke me up at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And but I've talked to you since then, John, haven't I?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you have. I remember you telling me that. Well, there's another one coming up first Saturday of November, so see if you can make your way over there. I take it you got a ride over to get your eyes taken care of.
My niece, she got laid off during all this COVID thing, and she only lives up there in Landrum. And she's going to be here tomorrow morning at 8:45 to pick me up. My appointment's at 9:30. And my daughter's worried about me being able to see to go up here at New Prospect School to pick my grandson up. So my niece is going to stay here with me after I get back from the surgery and take me up there to pick my grandson up. But right now, that doggone tooth is killing me again. I know I'm talking funny because I've got that Ambisol on my gums. It ain't got an abscess. I get this eye surgery done. I'm going to the dentist, John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that sounds like you need to. problem is you can't do everything at once. I know how that is, but... yeah, get that taken care of as soon as you can. So your niece is taking care of you. That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you got that worked out. Other than you falling apart and losing your lighter, how's everything else going?
Pretty well. I'm still having trouble sleeping at times. I can go up there after the nap and I lay there and I just cannot go to sleep. I start thinking about schematics I've looked at. I've got 4 boat anchors tore down. I'm waiting on the recap kits to get here from China. And I keep going through my mind about these doggone radios at night. I think I'll get them all back on the air and take them to a ham fest. I don't know. I've always said them since I've been into this hobby, and I haven't sold none of these boat anchors. Still collecting them. I've got to do something, though, because I'm running out of room. KF4RJN, K4OIM.
This is KN4RJN, and my computer went a little stupid there for a minute. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Walt. You know, buy yourself a shed so you can store some more of them, I guess. But might try, a sleeping aid and try to get you to go to sleep. But, if you're going to lay there and worry about them boat anchors, and tie them to a boat for crying out loud and get rid of them.
I'm taking 100 milligrams of amitriptyline at night now to keep from having migraine headaches. And it used to be I could take one of them and I'd better be sitting on the bed because I was going to sleep. But it's just like they not working now. KN4RJN, K4OIM.
This is KN4RJN. I don't know what to tell you, Walt. You get your eyes taken care of, get your tooth taken care of, and and then, I don't know, take one of those, stay up and work on one of those boat anchors all night, and you'll probably sleep the next day, but I don't know. But in any event, listen, Walt, I'm going to back on out of here. You take care of yourself as best you can, and I'm going to say 73s, and good talking with you, and I'll keep in touch there, buddy. You take care of yourself. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
JM, K4OIM. Glad to hear from you, John. And you take care of yourself. I didn't even get a chance to ask about your health, but by now you ought to be out there pitching horseshoes. So, KN4RJN, K4OIM, I'll be clear and going to the next one on the round table, which is Mr. Chad. Go ahead and pick it up, KO4NUE, K4OIM.
OIM, KO4NUE, QRV.
Where you at?
I am ready. Are you ready?
I got Mr. Andy sitting back in the bushes, and Mr. Larry, I'm pretty sure, sitting back there, and probably W4DJW, so fire away.
So, a couple of short questions that I have. And they are radio related, and they may be specific to my radio, and I'm not expecting a whole lot of. Well, I mean, if can't answer the questions, that's fine. It's maybe specific to Yaesu, but the first question is, I have a function on my handy talkie that is called Compande, and that's COMPANDE. I have read the instructions, and I am no closer to understanding what it means after reading the instructions. Does anyone out there know what compande means?
Is that from Spanish to English?
Any other thing? I mean, that's a menu function. I can tell you that when I turn compande on, I can no longer hear or no longer receive very well. I know that it's doing something to the radio, but I do not know what. And I'm pretty sure that's specific to a Yaesu. I could be wrong, though.
JBQ. I looked up your spelling, and there is no word. And I'm sure this my Google search would include other languages. That is exactly that spelling. But if you add an R, it's compander. And a compander, according to the definition here, a device that improves the signal-to-noise ratio of an electrical signal by compressing the range of amplification of the signal before transmission, and then expanding it on reproduction or reception. So, a compressor, you're probably more familiar with that term, a compressor. Now, it may not be that you yourself can hear much of a difference, but your transmitted signal, which others hear, may sound a little different. Now, you might use that equivalent compander and compressor. You might look up compressor and see if there's some advantage that you might use there. KK4JBQ.
So, let me interchange compande or compander for compressor. So, what advantage could I gain for compressing my transmit?
It narrows the dynamic range of the signal before it is transmitted. And then that improves the signal-to-noise ratio. And a compressor does the same thing. It's unfortunate that, at least in the printing of, or maybe in the, if compander, if compande, reads on your screen, they just didn't have enough room in the width of the screen to put the R on there. That's my best guess. It improves your signal-to-noise ratio by compressing your speech before it's transmitted. And if you're having trouble being received by another station, engaging the compressor or compander might improve the other person's reception of your signal. But again, I say that it's difficult for you to know because you don't hear that part. You don't hear what the other person in the QSO is hearing. And you'd have to go on, you know, something that they mentioned. And you might test it by beginning a QSO and speaking into the microphone as you would normally, and then engage the compander, and there you go. The other person can tell you what the effect is. K
KK4JVQ.
Okay, that makes sense. I know exactly what that's for now. Okay, is anybody else in there that would like to comment on that before I move on to the next question?
Well, see, I don't own a Yazoo HT, but this HF rig I got here, this IC718, it's got a microphone compressor bed in it. But it's got a bigger screen on it, and when it's in transmit mode, you can see the compressor part come on it. Here, of course, it's a sideband, but it's possible that that's it. KI4LZI.
Andy, appreciate that. I think I know what's going on with it now. And I think what I'll do next time, I'll hand off the radio to my wife and then go get in the truck and listen. And that way I can hear what she's transmitting and compound when to compounder on and compounder off. But I got a feeling that's going to be pretty useful on Simplex, is what I'm thinking.
This is where I would check it first, between you two. KI4LCI.
Let me move on to the next question. So, zero beat. Can anybody explain to me what zero beat means?
For LZI, first HF rigs receivers was mostly AM, and when you're trying to get a signal on AM, right dead center, that's called zero beating. Am I not right, Walt? I know you got yours back in the late 70s, and I'm. My first receivers was primarily AM, and on AM, for everybody to be on the same frequency, you got to zero beat to be sure that you own with everybody else. Go ahead and verify it for me, Walt. I think I'm right about that. KI4LCI.
I am for ID. Yeah, Chad. Andy. About the only time now I zero beat anything is when I'm on CW, and well, these transceivers now don't have a BFO on them, a beat frequency oscillator, and it's like this OFT. No, it ain't OFT. It's a SB101 Heath kit I'm rebuilding here. To make sure you own frequency, you turn the crystal calibrator on and zero beat it to that signal. And another thing, Chad, I know you know what WWV is, the time signal. To make sure your radio is calibrated right, you can go on 80 meter band, go way on down in frequency to 5 megacycles, or you can go up on 40 to 10 megacycles, and then they got another one at 15 megacycles, and you tune your transceiver right to that beat. And you can tell by the BFO on it whether you're up a few KCs or down. That's about the best way I can describe zero beating another signal. Am I right out there, Larry?
4JBQ, yes, I do think you're right, Walt. This transceiver, Chad, it's capable of CW?
There's a CW question. Yes, It's in the CW portion of the radio and the operating manual. And let me hear what you got to say. I think I'm understanding what that is, but I would like to hear what you had to say first.
Well, zero beating is something that modern transceivers do automatically. You don't have to engage anything when you switch the mode to CW. This occurs internally. Let's pick a side tone of 800 hertz. Now you can adjust the tone that you hear from your transceiver when you're key down. When you're key up, of course you hear nothing. and you're just practicing, let's say. So when you key down, you get 800 hertz. When you're in a QSO with someone else in CW, they might be at any frequency because, as I said, you have a choice. You can listen to a lower frequency than 800. That's just a standard that came into use a long time ago, 800 hertz. But you can tune it lower. You can tune it higher. And depending on your range of hearing, you may have some hearing loss in a certain range. And to hear your own side tone, well, you might change that. I mean, there are reasons why you might personally change that. Well, if you change it to 600 hertz, for instance, and you have hearing loss at 800 hertz, so you change it to 600. When you communicate with someone else via CW, they will zero beat, or sometimes there's a button on the transceiver. Even modern transceivers, you can manually engage that. Or, I don't know, it could be labeled differently. I'm not sure. The Yaesu that I have is a 2-meter rig and doesn't have that feature. But essentially that's what it does. It gets both of you on the same wavelength, for instance. And so you'll be communicating via this tone. You'll be very near. If you're at the same tone, you hear nothing. So you when you zero beat, you'll get to a point where you hear nothing. And then you go slightly up, slightly down, and then you can hear the tone that they are transmitting. It's a lost art. KK4JBQ.
In short, it is a way to ensure that both stations are on frequency. And that's pretty important on HF because of noise and fading and propagation and all that. So I could be off a little bit on the receive from what the distant end is transmitting. And this is a way for me to get exactly on the same frequency he is, or the distant end is, to give me the best chance of hearing what he's transmitting with Morse code, correct?
JBQ, I think that is essentially correct. If you are attempting to learn CW as I am, then you may go to YouTube and you may tune in, what's his call sign? W6SLR? No. SWL. W6SWL. He does a lot of talks on the air activations. he uses primarily CW because of the efficiency of that mode. When he's listening for responses, you'll hear stations come back to him, come back to his CQ, in all kinds of tones, and his transceiver, being a modern transceiver, will make that adjustment internally. It will sense what that, what the received tone is. It will essentially zero beat it and then go just 2 hertz either side. It does it internally and automatically. You don't have to think about it. It is something that a lot of waltz radios, for instance, vintage radios, something you did manually. And since we don't have to necessarily do that anymore, the technique of doing it and even the understanding of why you might do it has become lost. It's not something covered. I'm interested to know where your question comes from. If you've attempted this, is it just a button or a setting on your radio? What made you curious about that?